There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
There are a few moments more uncomfortable than watching someone read their own text messages aloud in a federal courtroom, especially when those texts are about things like sex parties, jealousy, and trying to keep a volatile relationship from exploding. But that's exactly what happened today as Cassie Ventura returned to tell it. He witnessed stand facing off against Sean Diddy Combs' legal team in one of the most combative cross-examinations this trial has seen yet. It was a sharp shift from the emotional, often tearful, direct testimony we heard from Ventura earlier in the week. Today she was composed, no visible breakdowns, no trembling voice, just Cassie seated in the witness box, calmly but firmly pushing back as the defense tried to weaponize her past words and maybe even her former self against her. Right out of the gate, defense attorney Anna Estevao came in swinging. No warm-up, no soft questions. She began with the text messages, hundreds of them, exchanged between Ventura and Combs over their 11-year relationship. They weren't just talking about what to get for dinner or which red carpet to walk. These were the kinds of messages that don't usually see the light of day, let alone get read aloud under oath. Some messages painted a picture of intimacy. Combs calling Ventura baby girl, telling her how much he loved her, and her replying in kind. Others were far more explicit. There were texts about being always ready to freak off, about missing a session before a trip, about craving the sexual chaos that's come to define this trial's most disturbing allegations. It wasn't subtle. At times, it was almost clinical in its detail, and Ventura had to read her half of those messages in front of a full courtroom. Jurors, press, spectators, and the man she says abused and trafficked her. The defense's point was clear. If she was so horrified by these freak-offs, why did she sound so into them? Why did she initiate? Why did she use affectionate language? It was an attempt to dismantle her credibility by using her own digital footprint. But Ventura didn't flinch. She didn't try to deny the messages. She owned them, but said they didn't mean what the defense wanted them to mean. She told the court, those were just words. Things she said to maintain the illusion, to keep Combs from exploding, to make him feel in control so she wouldn't suffer the consequences. It wasn't desire. It was diplomacy. It was survival. And then the defense turned the screws even tighter. They introduced messages from later in the same conversations where Ventura told Combs she felt grimy and dirty afterward, that her body ached, that she didn't want to do it again. The subtext became text. Suddenly, those earlier flirty messages weren't standing on their own. They were part of a larger, darker arc, one that included self-loathing, pressure, and emotional whiplash. Jurors leaned forward. One woman shook her head. A few jotted notes like they were afraid to forget anything. Even without dramatic outbursts or emotional meltdowns, the room was thick with tension. Because this wasn't just about sex, it was about power. Who had it, who wielded it, and who was trying to claw it back, even in retrospect. The defense wasn't done. They wanted more cracks in Ventura's narrative. They brought up her jealousy over Kim Porter, Combs' longtime partner, and the mother of several of his children. Ventura admitted it bothered her when Combs spent holidays with Porter. She admitted she was jealous, the implication being, maybe this wasn't about abuse, maybe it was about resentment. They pushed further. In 2011, Ventura had a secret romantic connection with rapper Kid Cudi. She kept a burner phone to talk to him behind Combs' back. That detail wasn't just salacious. It was strategic. It made her seem sneaky, capable of hiding things, potentially, according to the defense, capable of manipulating the truth now, just as she allegedly did then. And then came the moment that felt pulled out of a gossip blog, but landed with the weight of federal evidence, the Michael B. Jordan question. The defense asked who Combs thought Ventura was seeing while filming Honey 3 in South Africa. She answered plainly, Michael B. Jordan. She said she wasn't there to see how Combs reacted because by that point she'd already blocked his calls. The defense didn't elaborate much on that moment, but the point had been made. Jealousy, secrecy, and tangled romantic dynamics were part of this story, and they were using every thread they could find to suggest Ventura's perspective might be colored by more than just victimhood. But here's what stood out most about Ventura's testimony today. It wasn't the content of what she said, it was how she said it. Even while reading the most invasive, graphic, or emotionally fraught messages, she didn't crumble. She didn't act. She just answered. And sometimes that says more than the message itself. She told the jury over and over again that what looked like consent on a screen was really coercion in real life. That saying, I'm always ready, in a text didn't mean she was emotionally or physically ready. It meant she knew what would happen if she said no. It meant she was trying to get through the night, the trip, the week, with as little fallout as possible. Combs, meanwhile, appeared unfazed. He sat at the defense table with his legs crossed, flipping through post-it notes, occasionally smiling or chatting with his attorneys. At one point, during a break, he even turned to the press gallery and asked, "How you doing?" Like this wasn't a day of graphic sexual text recitals and emotional warfare, like this wasn't his trial for sex trafficking. There were no new witnesses today, no new bombshell filings or surprise rulings, just hours of methodical cross-examination, surgical, but not subtle. This was the defense's main event, their best shot at unraveling the prosecution's case by focusing on Ventura herself, not what happened to her. Not what she says Combs did, but how she described it back then, and whether the jury believes that then and now are two different realities or just two different performances. The second day of Ventura's cross-examination shifted the courtroom lens from texts and lovers to pills, powder, and the precarious balance of control, both personal and legal. From the moment court resumed, the focus wasn't on affection or emotional fallout, it was chemistry, literally. Ventura testified openly about what substances played a role in their relationship, detailing years marked by heavy use of opioids, ecstasy, MDMA, and cocaine. It wasn't painted as a party scene. It wasn't framed as two high-profile celebrities living lavishly. It was a slow-motion spiral, with Ventura describing the toll it took on her body and mind, and on Diddy himself. According to Ventura, Combs wasn't just a recreational user. He was, in her words, addicted. She recounted one incident that took place in 2012 at the Playboy Mansion. Combs had reportedly collapsed and was hospitalized. At the time, TMZ and other outlets chalked it up to an extreme migraine. But in court, Ventura clarified that it wasn't a headache. It was an opioid overdose. No euphemisms. No ambiguity. She said what happened was serious, and it wasn't a one-time scare. From there, the courtroom waded even deeper into the murkier waters of addiction and control. Ventura described how Combs would monitor her drug use, not to protect her, but to dictate it. If she took anything without telling him, she said, he would explode. Not out of concern, but out of rage. She shared that at one point, he even instructed drug dealers in Los Angeles to stop selling to her. That wasn't an act of compassion. That was ownership. But the trial isn't about drug abuse. It's about sex trafficking, coercion, and violence. So the question became, how do the chemicals connect to control? The answer started to emerge as the conversation circled around one key night in March 2016. Ventura had previously testified that she was physically assaulted by Combs at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles after what she called a freak-off session. That night is central to the prosecution's narrative. It's backed up by hotel surveillance footage showing Combs dragging Ventura down a hallway, barefoot and partially clothed. But today, the defense wanted to explore what happened before the cameras started rolling. Defense attorney Ana Estevao introduced a new theory. What if the violent behavior that night was triggered by bad drugs? Specifically, a bad batch of MDMA, not a calculated assault, but a drug-induced incident. The prosecution objected to the line of questioning. It invited speculation, they said, but Judge Arun Subramanian overruled. He allowed it. Ventura was asked directly whether she believed the MDMA they'd taken that night was tainted. Her answer was simple: I have no idea. It was a quick exchange, but a telling one. The defense was probing for anything that could complicate the image of intent. If the drugs were bad, maybe the violence wasn't fully under Combs' control, but the moment fizzled. Ventura didn't give them what they were looking for, and the narrative didn't bend. The conversation then veered toward the stranger rumors that have hovered around this trial, thanks in part to unrelated lawsuits and social media echo chambers. One of the more bizarre allegations involves claims that baby oil used during these sex parties was spiked with sedatives, specifically GHB. Ventura shut that down. She confirmed that, yes, baby oil was used, and yes, she would warm it up. But that's it. No drugs, no chemical cocktails, just oil. It may not have cleared the air completely, but it did eliminate at least one layer of conspiracy theory from the courtroom. Back to the March 2016 hotel incident. Estevao presented texts Ventura had sent Combs just before the encounter. In them, she expressed excitement about seeing him and even mentioned wanting to freak off. On paper, the messages seemed playful, voluntary, suggestive of consent, but Ventura explained that these were the same patterns she'd described earlier, appeasement language. She wanted to avoid an argument. She wanted to prevent a blow-up. So she said what she thought he wanted to hear. She testified that Combs had asked her over and over to participate in a freak-off that weekend, and she eventually gave in. She didn't want to. She didn't feel up to it. But she did it anyway, because that was the calculation she had learned to make. Keep him calm. Keep it moving. Get through it. Combs, meanwhile, was allegedly careful about when and how he used drugs during these sessions. Ventura told the court he sometimes avoided getting too high beforehand, not out of restraint, but to maintain enough control for things to go the way he wanted. The implication was chilling. If you're sober enough to plan, you're sober enough to dominate. And then there was the optics battle happening around the courtroom itself. Judge Subramanian wasn't just listening, he was orchestrating. As the defense's cross-examination dragged on, he got visibly irritated. At one point, he reminded Estevao and her team that the prosecution's direct examination of Ventura took about a day and a half. The defense, he said, would get the same, no more, no sprawling fishing expeditions, no games, just ask what you need to ask and move on. "You had to know this was coming," the judge snapped. "In what universe did you not understand this is what was going to happen?" The message was clear. If your plan was to bury this witness under hours of misdirection, you're going to run out of runway. The rest of the day moved in fits and starts. The jury remained locked in, some visibly affected by the material, others stone-faced, processing it in silence. There were no new witnesses, no new rulings beyond the evidentiary calls that shaped the day's flow. Ventura stayed in the hot seat, answering questions, clarifying timelines, and reasserting that consent, at least in her experience, was never as simple as what it looked like in a message thread. And when the judge finally dismissed the jury for the day, Ventura was still on the stand, still navigating the defense's minefield of texts, drugs, and insinuations. What the jurors took away from it all, how they're stitching together control, chemistry, and power in this case, isn't something we'll know yet. But what's becoming clearer by the day is that this trial isn't just about what happened in hotel rooms or at parties. It's about how every layer, intimate, emotional, chemical, legal, was used to control or contest control. And while the messages might have been today's evidence, the silence in that courtroom after each answer said just as much.
The neighborhood was picture perfect. Manicured lawns, kids riding bikes, friendly smiles exchanged over white picket fences. And then there was him, the guy who never made eye contact, the one who only left his house at night, dragging black trash bags to the curb. Bags that sometimes twitched. He's just a little odd, they said. Just keeps to himself. Until the smell started. Until the missing pets turned into missing people. Until someone finally had the nerve to peek inside that basement window. And if they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, they could have recognized the warning signs. They could have gotten out, but they didn't. And now, they're part of the next episode. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.